You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A lot of new music coming out today. It used to be that Tuesdays were release days. Now a lot of times it's Friday. Maroon 5 is releasing their new album today, their seventh. It's called Jordy, in honor of their late manager who passed away in 2017. For you children of the 90s, like Mr. Jeremy P., Garbage has a new album out today.
All right, okay.
Right?
Now you have my attention.
I figured. And Eddie Van Halen's son, Wolfgang.
Wolfgang?
Wolfie releases his debut solo album today.
All right.
Should be interesting. I'm kind of curious to see what that
does. We saw Wolfgang in concert, didn't we? When we all went out and saw Van Halen. And
Yeah, he was playing bass for him.
He was playing bass, that's right. He tore it up.
Yeah. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is this weekend. And for the first time ever in its 145-year history, it will not be held in New York City.
Why?
COVID stuff. They made plans a while back to send it out to the country. There will not be a live crowd there to watch it, but it will be televised. So for those of you who get off on the Westminster Dog Show, it is this weekend.
Yeah.
And sorry, it didn't sound right.
Not at all.
Well, people are different. and then I've got some news for nerds. There's several, but I think I'll just narrow it down here on this report to just one. And it's the one that I found the most interesting, because for whatever reason, many people are fascinated by dreams. And I think one of the reasons we're fascinated by them is because we really don't know what they're all about. People who try to tell you they know what they're about,
they're making
full
it
of it. They don't know. However, there are more and more sleep studies coming out. And now there's this university team that feels like they may have figured it out, like why we dream. And what they found is that half of the dreams that people have will, or like, let's say you have a dream, half of it will involve something that has happened in your past, maybe even a recent past or whatever, but you're dreaming about some event that has happened. And then a third of it will often be a future scene. And what they figured out is that your brain is taking past events and trying to predict the future for you.
Whoa.
It's not a paranormal thing. It's not like, you know, so that you can travel to another dimensional plane. It's that your brain is trying to save energy. And so it's trying to predict what's going to happen and be adaptive, so it can adapt your body to what it thinks is coming in your life.
Holy cow.
Which makes sense.
Sure it does.
So it's trying to take past events and unlike, you know, like the disclaimers you hear when you're trying to invest money, you know, past history does not predict future blah, blah, blah.
Future results.
But your brain is trying to do that. It's trying to predict what's going to happen so it can be ready for it.
Crazy. Crazy brain.
I love that kind of stuff. Anyway, that's what I got. What do you got?
Can you feel it? Can you feel the excitement and energy around you right now? Hold on.
I got a tingle.
Hold on.
What is
it? Wait, no. No, that's a buzz in the air, Dom. Do you feel the buzz in the air?
What is it?
The Scripps National Spelling Bee is back.
Oh,
look at these goosebumps. They're all over me. There's going to be some different and exciting elements, says this news story. This year, 209 spellers from across the country preparing to spell their hearts out, Dom. I guess it's going on right now, next weekish. They're going to battle it out in a virtual preliminary, a quarterfinal, and semifinal rounds, all online. And then by June 27th, they're going to whittle down the best of the best and then have in-person competition. Oh my gosh, the excitement. This year, though, the judges have a new tool at their disposal to help to declare a champion. It's basically a spell-off option, or a lightning round, where sequestered finalists have 90 seconds to spell as many words as possible, Dom.
Now,
intense.
You are being sarcastic.
Not at all.
You're being sarcastic.
No.
Oh, please.
No, this is some extreme competition here.
But I like the spelling.
I know. You get off on this.
I don't know if I can handle the Westminster Dog Show and the spelling bee at the same time.
And a lightning round of spelling? You're going to love this. I have two more stories here.
They should make them spell
Lhasa Apso. Lhasa Apso, yeah. I have two more stories about spelling, so you just hold on to your overalls there, buddy.
Give me the next one.
Here, they looked at the Google machine. The Google Trends posted a map of the number one word each state has to Google because people aren't sure how to spell it. Mm-hmm. I won't give you the states, but I'll just give you some of the words. Gray. Is it G-R-E-Y or A-Y? That one throws me off all the time.
I've always been told it's based on the country you're in. Like, there's a British spelling and an American spelling. Well,
what's the American way, then?
I think the American way is A-Y.
A-Y. That's usually what I default to.
Yeah.
Hawaii can't spell bagel. Equals on the list. Hungry. Cousin. Beautiful. You know which one always throws me off is anniversary. I can't spell anniversary to save my life. I cannot do it. This is the funny one, though. The number one word people in Colorado have to Google to spell right is the word Colorado.
Yeah.
We don't know how to spell it here. What? Isn't that crazy? Oh, and here's your third story on words. A new survey found almost a third of us are swearing more than we were 5 years ago. 27% of men, 32% of women. Beep, boop, bop, boop, bop, boop.
Wonder if I am.
I think you have calmed down, actually.
Yeah,
I think you're using it less.
As much. I now inject it into just the needed situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I'm using it as much. This says 60% of people say that they use the F word every day now at some point throughout the day. 60% of
us. I'm sure I do that, but just not as much. That's just not as much frequency.
Yeah.
For you, it's different because you've got small kids now, and that has affected your language.
Kind of. I get yelled at a lot for using bad language around the kids sometimes. But it just, it comes out like it's needed in my sentence. And I'm like, oh, forgot.
Yeah, plus I
little Lila's right there staring up at me.
Yeah, but children need to learn how to use them properly. So I consider it like a public service.
That's true.
We'll talk more at 7 o'clock about what kids are hearing.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We're having some issues on the neighborhood street there. Real quick, this story is saying 2020 was hard on everyone, of course. But now a lot of us are sitting there with a big old wad of cash burning a hole in our wallets. Story says Americans are planning on spending a ton of cash this year, more than the past two summers combined.
Definitely
they say they're going to have a guilt-free summer because we've got cash saved up because we didn't go anywhere last year. Mm. So, yeah, everyone's going to be going on crazy mad vacations this summer, and everything's going to be full. God, I was looking. I've never been up to Arches National Monument and the Moab area, and I want to go there here in the next few weeks. I was looking at the traffic cams up at Arches because I'm a nerd. It's wall-to-wall RVs and people, and I'm like, great, we're going to get up there and not be able to get into the park because it's so packed.
Yeah,
I don't even know if it's going to be worth it to even attempt it. So,
Get some of those virtual reality goggles and just do a VR
trip. We'll just plant the kids right in front of the TV and be like, oh, look how beautiful it is.
Watch
a
National Geographic special
on it. It's the same thing. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us, Dom and Jeremy, on the FB. Back in 2016, a woman in China earned a Guinness World Record for the longest eyelashes. 5 inches back then. She says, I'm gonna continue to grow these bad boys. And now there's a link to a video and a story on our Facebook about her eyelashes that are now 8 inches long.
Oh, my God.
So long she has to tuck them behind her ears so they're out of the way. It's disgusting. It's the creepiest, craziest thing you're going to see all day, and it's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.